It's time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
All righty, good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Central, covering the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. I'm Corey Geiger. Thank you so much for joining. Hopefully your day is going well. Our phone lines are open, 946-0435, 946-0435. And I've got a fun little thing we can do today. It's real simple. It's called Ask Me Anything. Now, I know we get a lot of people calling in and asking questions about various things or what have you, but I'm going to open it up for basically anything today, except for two things. You can't ask me about politics and you can't ask me about religion. But anything else that you want to call, that like you want the truth about, something, you know, maybe you've always wanted to know, hey, what about this guy or that coach or this game or that team or your favorite food or music or movie or whatever. You can ask me anything today. I've never exactly phrased it this way. I always say, hey, anything that's on your mind, you can ask me. That's always the case. But I want to hear from who's got the best, craziest, wackiest, off-the-ball question or out-of-the-box question. You can ask me, again, anything at all. No politics or religion. We're not doing that. We're not going to war with people here over politics or religion. But anything within reason. 946-0435 if you want to weigh in on that. I'll be happy to discuss anything I've ever covered, any coach, team, player. You want to know something, some kind of crazy detail about Penn State or the Pirates or the Curve or whatever, I will be happy to answer, share any behind-the-scenes stories, that kind of stuff. So if you've ever wondered or ever, you know, thought about asking something a little outrageous or offbeat, here's your chance to do so. 946-0435. Steelers play tonight, 7 o'clock kickoff against the Texans. No Russell Wilson, so it'll be Justin Fields at quarterback, at least to start the game. We don't know how long Justin Fields will play. Probably not a whole lot, although, you know, it might behoove the Steelers to play him a good bit of the first half, if not all of the first half. Find out more about what you've got there to see, you know, because you just never know with Russell Wilson. So, again, 946-0435. And I always get some pretty good, quirky questions anyway from my man Dan in Altoona. So Dan is the first one to call. So, again, whatever you got, it can be – You can ask me what you might think is the craziest question. Again, as long as it doesn't have anything to do with politics or religion, I'm not diving into those, but we can get into society, culture, whatever. Dan, what you got, buddy?
Well, we talked last week about and ran out of time, and I asked you a question about Mark Brennan, and he doesn't work specifically for Penn State. Is that true?
Correct. He works for Lions 247 with Fight On State. That's a football or a Penn State specific website.
Now this, you might not want to disclose this. And now, in the ballpark.
Here's the thing, Dan. Here's the thing. I'm giving everybody your chance. If you truly want to know what I think about something, here's your chance. If you want to ask me something uncomfortable, if you want to ask me something that you think might be cringe, I'm going to give you the truth. Again, I'm not getting into politics. I'm not getting into religion. But I'm saying basically anything else is on the table.
It's way far from them two subjects for sure. And now, within a person in his situation, the job type of job he has, what type of a salary would he be in the range for?
I don't know Mark's salary specifically, but generally speaking, a veteran sports reporter who's been around a long time, works for a reputable, good organization, would make anywhere from $40,000 to $80,000.
Okay, so then that
he might be on the low end of that. He might be on the high end of that. He might be below or above that. But generally speaking, most local, high quality sports people that you would know, who have been in sports media for. I'm not talking national people. I'm not talking ESPN people, Stephen A. and any of that stuff. I'm talking that generally speaking. People that work for quality and long-time media outlets will make anywhere from 40 to 80.
Okay, well then, Corey, you just brought up an interesting comment. Now, okay, now, you said on level like Mark Brennan. Then now, what would ESPN, CBS, and ABC, what would they bring in?
Well, I think Stephen A. makes give or take $8 to $10 million a year.
Well, what about
he's the highest paid, really person like the Pat McAfee. I think makes like $20-25 million a year. He signed a huge contract. Who did you ask about specifically?
Bill Cowher.
Oh, and an analyst. You're talking about just an analyst.
Well, yeah. Yeah,
because these are not – he's not a journalist. He's just somebody that comes on and does the games. I would say Cowher – and he's a studio person. He doesn't do games either. He doesn't he's not a play-by-play or color commentator guy. He's in the studio. I can probably find this. I would venture to guess that Bill Cowher and the quality big-name people that do those – probably make somewhere between $1 and $2 million a year. If I'm it says four. I found one says, now that was for the Steelers. Contract CBS. I'm going to guess $1 to $2 million a year. If I find something differently on that, I'll let you know. Because, I mean, sports media salaries, and it might even be a little high. It might be more $500,000 to $1 million now that I think about it. Because, again, those are not full-time jobs. Those are studio jobs just during the season.
Okay, now I think Bill Cowher does a quality job.
Bill Cowher?
Yes.
Sure. A lot of those guys do. And he...
Yes. I'm just picking out him because I like Bill Cowher, and I like... where he stood for when he was the coach with the Steelers.
Yeah, right? But here's the thing, and again, somebody like him, because he, you know, I'm trying to find some reasonable guess where I can, you know, I don't want to be too high or too low. So it could be somewhere, it could be even a little bit more than that, you know, a few million. But these folks, they have great jobs, man. They don't. They get to sit back and analyze an armchair quarterback everybody else instead of coaching and having everybody armchair quarterback them. So, I mean, those are pretty good gigs for these former coaches.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm comfortable with now one of the best interviews you ever made was Bill Hillgrove, and he. Now, what would his salary? He said he took a tremendous cut. From what was he doing from one job to the other? I don't quite remember if it was from radio to TV or TV to radio.
A lot of those folks don't make anywhere near as much money as what you might think. So, again, I don't know about Bill Hillgrove specifically. He did Pitt and he did Pitt and the Steelers. Steve Jones does all the Penn State stuff. These are not tremendously, tremendously high paid people. If I had to guess, Bill Hillgrove was probably somewhere in the $100,000 to $250,000 range. So you're not talking millions like you would get on a national network.
And I'll tell you right now, whoever hired him got a bargain because he was outstanding.
Again, I don't have any specifics about those exactly. Those are just kind of ballparks based on what I know. Because those folks, especially that do teams, and you're paid by are you paid by the team? Are you paid by the local radio affiliate or TV affiliate? It can get kind of messy there if you remember Mike Lang, the great Penguins announcer, he was fired by the Penguins from TV a number of years ago, and they gave the job to Paul Steigerwall. Well, part of that was they didn't want to pay Mike Lang's salary. And so, you know, some of those guys, the higher up, the more notoriety they get, they kind of price themselves out a little bit.
Now, when's Nick coming back? Then I got a direct question for him.
He does Tuesdays and Thursdays.
So he'll be back this coming Tuesday and then Thursday.
Yep.
Okay, well, thanks for your...
Thank you, Dan. All right, we're having fun with this. Whatever you got, any question you got, short of politics to religion, you want to talk some money, that's fine. Caller number two, what you got, buddy?
The truth about sticks.
Okay.
The truth is, the wife, Connie, said they never play babe, but they always play lady.
Okay, yep.
So she didn't know why, and I said, I think that you said it's because they aren't allowed to play babe.
I'm not certain for them specifically that they're not allowed. I just don't think that they do it because that's Dennis DeYoung's song to his wife. So say you and I are in business together, and we make a lot of money on something. But you've done something very specific for your wife, okay? And then we get into a giant fight, and now I'm singing a song about your wife. You see what I'm getting at?
That would be irritating, I would think.
From what I can gather, Dennis DeYoung and the Styx members pretty much hate each other, like vitriol. There have been lengthy lawsuits, that kind of stuff. And so let me tell you a real quick story, okay? You have another question? You're caller number two. Before I tell you the neat little story I've got, you ask me something else. Ask me a fun little question.
Something that might push the envelope.
Anything you got.
Okay, Urban Meyer is an excellent analyzer.
I agree with that.
Okay.
Actually, I think a lot of these people, they get in there and they say things that they know will rile up or curry favor with fan bases. Are you following what I'm saying? I think Urban Meyer, he will always praise Penn State. I think Urban Meyer, he had a lot of tough games against Penn State, even though he won most of them, he had a lot of tough games. But I don't think Urban wants the wrath of Penn State fans on him, so he will praise Penn State a good bit.
Wasn't he supposed to follow Joe at one point? That
you know
was
what? Do you know the story? Do you know the Bowlesburg house story?
No, tell me.
Okay, so we were sitting in a press conference at Beaver Stadium on a Tuesday for Joe Paterno. This is before the scandal. This is give or take 2010. And there was a rumor that Urban Meyer was buying a house in Bowlesburg and that he was going to be Penn State's next coach. So there's this rumor out there, okay? So after the Tuesday press conference, I drove over to the house. I was the only reporter who ever did this. This is a great question because I wrote a story about this at DK Pittsburgh Sports a couple years ago, but people who don't go there maybe don't know the story. So I drive over on a Tuesday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's a nice neighborhood over in Bowlesburg. And I pull up. And I kid you not, there is an Ohio license plate on the car in the driveway. Okay?
Did you see the man?
Listen, hang on. So, I'm like, holy cow, this could be the great scoop of your career, Geiger. Okay? Because we're all looking for information like that. So I go knock on the door. And after a short period, 20 seconds, this little gray-haired woman answered. And I, in my mind, I'm thinking, this could be his wife. She's a little bit older than the wife, though. And I'm like, and here I am. This is 14 years. So I'm like, I'm sorry to bother you. I'm Corey Geiger with the Altoona Mirror, and this may sound crazy to you, but There's a rumor that Urban Meyer is buying this house. And this woman does not look at me like I'm crazy. This woman kind of looks at me for a second or two, and she says, "Oh, no, this isn't his house." And I said, "Do you know who Urban Meyer is?" And she says, "Yeah." And I'm like, "Okay, so you're saying that he's not buying this house?" And she's like, "No." Okay? And so that's that, basically. That's the end of it in terms of that story, okay? But there's more to this, all right? So get this. Like 11 years later, this is 3 years ago, I wrote a story. You can still find it somewhere in the archives of DK Pittsburgh Sports. I write this story, recounting everything I just told you. And I'm like, to this day, I'd love to know who that woman was. I don't know, but she at least confirmed that Urban Meyer was not buying the house. And so I write the story. It gets a lot of readership. People are reading it, because I'd never written the story. I'd never really told the story before in print. And because I was the only reporter who decided to go to the house. Well, then I get a message from a buddy who says, "You know what? I know who that woman was. That woman was a friend of his. He kind of called her like grandma or aunt or something. She was a little bit older. She was an Ohio native. She was house sitting that day." And I said to my buddy, "Can I call her? All these years later, I would love to hear from her about just what she must have been thinking that some sports reporter shows up in the middle of the day." And I can't remember if I got to call her or if we just exchanged emails, but I contacted this woman 11 years after the fact, my man. She remembered me. She remembered me knocking on the door. She remembered like that there had been rumors about Urban buying that house, but she confirmed she was just house sitting. So after 11 years of not knowing who this woman was on a random Tuesday afternoon in Bowlesburg, I finally was able to contact this woman, and it was one of those wild come full circle moments in my entire life.
That's the basis for a short story.
I'm glad you like it. As I'm telling it in my mind, it's an awesome, awesome story. I don't know how it sounds to other people, that people might think, "Oh, this story's stupid." But again, this was a very, very serious rumor that Urban, people are tracking flights, like they do, that sports reporters tracking where coaches are flying into what airports and everything. And there were people who were tracking flights from Columbus, Ohio, into State College Airport. I mean, this is what sports reporters do. I was the only one, I take a lot of pride in this, I was the only one that went and knocked on the door to see what happened.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. The crazy thing is, she knew she's a friend of Urban Meyer's, and she's from Ohio. And
She wasn't a friend of Urban Meyer. She's a friend of somebody I know who's in the media. She was a friend of him.
Okay.
But she wasn't a friend. But she knew who Urban. She was from Ohio. She knew who Urban Meyer was. She's clearly in Penn State country. She was a very intelligent lady about sports. So,
yeah, that's pretty neat.
All right, now can I tell you my music story?
Okay, go ahead.
So, I don't know the Styx Dennis DeYoung story, but do you know how much money Steve Perry makes from Journey?
You mean each time they play a song?
Listen to this. Court documents show that Journey were required to pay their former singer a sum total of 50% of the net income due Neil Sean or Jonathan Cain, whichever is higher, from the first two post-Perry Journey albums. This was a contract negotiated 30 years ago. So after Steve Perry left Journey, he cut a deal that for the next two albums Journey did, even without him, he got 50% of it.
Wow.
50% of the he got a third. He got 50% of the highest paid from between Neil Sean or John Cain. Perry was then, listen to this. This is how crazy this stuff gets. Perry was then to receive 25% of the same net income from their third studio project without him, and 12.5% from every Journey album that follows. So 30 years after leaving the band, if Journey does an album, Steve Perry gets 12.5%. I thought I'd read something at one point about the tours that, 50% tour, blah, blah, for third tour, and then 12.5%. So every subsequent tour, he still gets 12.5%. So every time Journey is on tour, Steve Perry gets 12.5% of the money every time they do it. This is 30 years later. Can you believe what a great lawyer he had?
That sounds like the Barry Bonds deal.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Not Barry Bonds.
Bobby Bonilla. Bobby Bonilla.
Bobby Bonilla.
So you're getting paid in perpetuity to not be there. So anyway, I love that story simply because these bands, when they fall apart, there's a lot of animosity. But there is no Journey at its highest level without Steve Perry. And when they go on tour, they're making all their money because they're singing all these songs that Steve Perry made famous. Why shouldn't he get his share?
Yeah, it sounds legit, but boy, he did have a good attorney.
Yeah. All right, so you just got two of my very best stories right there.
Well, I want you to compile these into a series of short stories.
That's all I got. I'm going off the air today. I feel like I just shared like the two best things. I got nothing else to compare with those stories today.
Well, wait for the Clarkster.
Thanks, man. 946-0435. Whatever question you got, I hope you enjoyed that Urban Meyer Bolesburg house story. When I finally, 3 years ago, got to the bottom of who that woman was, and that, by the way, that's my most read, actually second most read story that I've written. I've written like 14,000 stories in my career. That was the second most read story that I've ever had from 3 years ago about the whole Urban Meyer and house thing. All right, Bob in Altoona. What you got, Bob?
Oh, thanks for taking my call, Corey. I've been wanting to ask you this since you like music. I was going to call when Nathan was on since he's younger. I'd like to get his opinion, but there's two songs, I would have to say my favorite songs, and they're not really popular a lot right now or anymore, but I was wondering what you think. Did you ever hear that song, Ram Jam, Kiss Me, or Black Betty?
What's it called again?
Ram Jam, Black Betty. Ram Jam's the group. Black Betty's the song.
I've never heard. How old is that? Is that like 5 or 6 years old?
77.
I've never heard that. I've never heard of Ram Jam.
That is a freaking song.
Was Ram Jam very famous?
It was a one-hit wonder as far as I'm concerned. I never heard of them. You know, I Googled it, and they never really did anything after
that. Yeah, short-lived American rock band in New York, 77 to 78, mainly known for their hit single, Black Betty.
The guitar in this, and on the video, that guy's I never seen it, saw a guy with eyes like this guy, you know. It's a really cool song about Black Betty.
Here's a cool note. That song is in the 2005 movie Dukes of Hazzard, so that's pretty cool.
Wow. Yeah, it's like, you know, I guarantee it was a one-hit wonder, and I don't even know if it was a hit. But, oh, my God, when it would, you never hear it anymore, but these, when I was in Night Trick, and we're talking.
On the Billboard Hot 100, it reached number 18. So that's a pretty good hit. They had a top 20 song.
Oh, the guitar in that song and the lyrics, it's a really good song.
I'm going to listen for it. If I hear it, I don't know it by name, but I'm going to Google it here during the commercial. I'll play it when we come back. How about that?
Yeah. Well, YouTube it and look at that guy's eyes. And then the other song I'm talking about, I know you've heard this because this was 88. Lita Ford, Kiss Me Deadly.
Love that. Love Lita Ford. Kiss Me Once, Kiss Me Twice. What a great voice.
Oh, that's in the video of that. When I play that here, the neighbors smoke a cigarette.
Hey,
Lita Ford crawling across the stage, you know.
She was a sexy lady. I have no problem, and she had a great voice,
goodness.
No doubt about it.
She's still performing.
She had a hit song with Ozzy also.
Yeah, Ozzy Osbourne, that's the problem.
And that was Close My Eyes Forever. That was a tremendous song. I love that.
Yeah, that was her most... I'm surprised Kiss Me Deadly wasn't a hit, because that was...
No, it was. It was. I know it was a hit.
Number one.
Let me see. I can Google it here real quick. I know for sure that was a hit song. I don't know exactly how. If I'd guess, while I'm looking it up, I'm going to guess that Kiss Me Deadly probably got to about number 8. So now that I'm looking it up here on the Wikipedia, Kiss Me Deadly song, Lita Ford, chart performance, number 12. I was pretty close.
Yeah.
So the highest it got was number 12. Good stuff, man. Yeah. Anything else?
Okay. No, thank you so much.
I'll play your song on the way back.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast.
Get to Mattis Motorsports now for CF Moto ATVs and side-by-sides. Mattis Motorsports is also your headquarters for trailers, both open and closed. Campers, brands like Astoria, Gulfstream, Puma, and more. Bad Boy Zero Turn mowers in Lear and ARE truck cabs. Give Mattis Motorsports a call at 814-940-6288. Or check them out in person at 1702 East Pleasant Valley Boulevard in the Greenwood section of Altoona. And remember,
if it doesn't say Mattis, you paid too much.
It's a grand slam.
Everyone loves a grand slam, and now you can score one with Kepner's Grandview Meats. Stop in at Kepner's Grandview Meats from now until the end of the curve season and register for the Grandview Grand Slam Contest. If your name is called out during WRTA mornings and a grand slam is hit, you win a $100 gift certificate from Kepner's Grandview Meats, the home of quality meats, hot and cold subs, and more. Stop in and register. No purchase necessary. Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasant Valley Boulevard, Altoona.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hank FM.
All right. Now that's my kind of intro music right there. Boston. Peace. I love Boston. Peace of mind. So here's the Black Betty song from Bob. I know this song. I've heard this, Bob.
Thank you.
the picture here. It says this is from the very best of Ram Jam. So I'm not sure that there was much more to Ram Jam other than that. But there's your song, Bob. I also got this one on our Ask
what
Anything.
Is the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow?
What do you mean? An African or European swallow? I don't know that.
That's from an undisclosed person there from Monty Python. All right. Ask me anything. 946-0435. Whatever question you got. It can be sports related, music, TV, movies. You don't have any movies or TV questions so far. Dan started off with wanting to know how much money people make. So I felt like, hey, we'll think outside the box today. Whatever you got, anything that you'd like to know about me or the way I view the world in my warped and twisted way, 946-0435. I will say, again, if you heard that story about Urban Meyer and Penn State, that was a pretty cool story that I held onto for a long, long time. Because, again, the way reporters break news is you got to go talk to people. You got to go talk to various people, and you got to knock on doors. And some people might think you're crazy. But so here's the story. You can find it if you want to read it. It's at DK Pittsburgh Sports. Remember that Urban Meyer house in Bowlesboro? Oh, shoot. I completely forgot to tell you the rest of it. Remember that Urban Meyer house in Bowlesburg? And I didn't even remember this. Bill O'Brien bought that house. I kid you not. So the house that was rumored to be purchased by Urban Meyer because he was going to be the next Penn State coach 14 years ago, Bill O'Brien wound up buying that house when he became Penn State's coach. And then the rest of the story where I knocked on the door and the lady answered, blah, blah, blah. So, hey. That's one of those funky, crazy stories that has kind of been locked into the vault for a long, long time. 946-0435. Anything that you would like to ask? So, like I said, that's like the second most read story of my career. The most read was James Franklin was rumored to be potentially leaving back in 2021. Penn State got off to the big start. They were number four in the country. This is when they lost to Iowa when Sean Clifford got hurt, and then they, finished 7-6 that year. But the LSU job and the USC job were both open that year. I wrote a column making the claim that I do think Franklin is going to leave. And I mentioned a couple of candidates that I thought would be good fits there. Luke Fickell, one, who's now Wisconsin. Matt Rhule, the other, who's now at Nebraska. Obviously, James Franklin did not leave, but I didn't foresee Penn State collapsing. But if Penn State – I do still believe this. If Penn State would have finished the 2021 season very strongly and finished like in the top six or seven or whatever, maybe they go 10-2, 11-1 or what have you, maybe make the playoff, I do think James Franklin would have left. I really do. I honestly think that USC or LSU, it would have been one of those possibilities that he could have taken that job. But when Penn State collapsed, he had no more leverage really, and so that was pretty much all there was to that. All right, 946-0435. I just got a text here from a buddy whose kid is on this team. Just this afternoon, the 10-year-old Hollidaysburg Area Summer Baseball League All-Star Team won the Mid-Atlantic Championship. So they are now headed to the 10-year-old the 10-year-old World Series. So congratulations to those kids. My son played in Hollidaysburg this year, so I got to know a number of those kids. This is the 8 to 10-year-olds over there. So a couple years after Hollidaysburg's Little League World Series appearance and the 12-year-olds at Williamsport, now the 10-year-olds are going to be going to the World Series. That is really, really cool.
We begin with Cole Custer. He is talking about the NASCAR Next program that he was part of back in the day.
Yeah, that was a really cool program. Obviously, I don't think they have anything like it right now, it doesn't seem like, but it's there's a lot of guys that are in that deal. Even Brandon McReynolds, I was teammates with him over there, and he's standing over there, but he works at a high level in the sport now. And it's cool to see people that you've been around for, that was 10 years ago, seeing how that's progressed and seeing those same guys have success. So yeah, it's really cool that program was around and just gave people something to strive for, I think, too, when you're a younger guy, to be a part of that program.
Friday is here. The Olympic break is officially over. We've got racing from Richmond. Cup Series action at the short track, or the action track. It's a short track that, from above, it actually looks like a 1.5-mile oval. It's a three-quarter-mile oval with banking up to 14 degrees. The front stretch is 1,290 feet, back stretch 860 feet. Cup race is 400 laps or 300 miles. The spring race winner there was Denny Hamlin, and last year's winner was Chris Buescher with Kyle Larson earlier that year. Other drivers doing well at this short track: Brad Keselowski with 2 wins, Kyle Larson with 2 wins, Joey Logano 2, Martin Truex Jr. with 3 victories, Denny Hamlin with 5, and Kyle Busch leads all active drivers with 6. Check out the action Sunday night, 6 p.m. Eastern on USA. Hey, you're on the final lap.
Home ownership. At Progressive, we know it's part of the American dream. It's winds blowing across a fruited plain, and also your new fire pit, which subsequently sets your gazebo ablaze. It's hard-hitting football and an even harder-hitting price estimate from your general contractor. That's a star-spangled bummer. It's also round-the-clock protection when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, which can help keep the American dream of homeownership alive and kicking. Get a quote at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Wait. Skechers put the S in comfort?
Yes. Comfort you have to feel to believe. Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Let me try. Okay, I'm just stepping in and... oh, wow. Skechers put the S in comfort.
Duh. We told you.
Find Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Got Medicaid or are you uninsured? Do you need a doctor? We love to care at Gloria Gates Care, and we're now accepting new members. At Gloria Gates Care, we've got all your needs in one place, and we welcome you to come join us while we help you to receive the quality care you deserve. At Gloria Gates Care, we're redefining healthcare. For office hours and more information, call 814-300-7777. Gloria Gates Care, 2525 9th Avenue, Suite B, Altoona. Online at GloriaGatesCare.com.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at BoswellPipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell Pipe.
Hi, welcome back. 946-0435, our Ask Me Anything Day. Today's show brought to you, as it is every day, by J.M. Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. Stop on by there if you're looking for pipes, cigar, tobacco blends, anything else. 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria. They're open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday. So if you're going to a game or going camping, and by the way, I failed to mention this, I will not be here next week. I am going camping. My wife and I, we are going on a camping trip. We always do for a week every year. So I am out all next week. We will have shows next week with some fill-in guest host, but I will not be here next week. So anything that you'd like to ask, 946-0435. We've got Carrie in Altoona. What's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I have a really good one for you. What is your view on individuals, for example, a female doing a gender change in order to become a male, and do you feel that they should, once they become a male, that they should be permitted to use the male bathroom.
Okay, so now you're talking about a female becoming a male to play sports, or are we just talking about society?
In society.
And we're talking about females, transgender, to become males.
Yes, or vice versa.
You know what? I have a very, very, very strong opinion about transgenders, males who become females, and playing sports. I am completely against that. So I'm going to kind of work backwards here, okay? Because I don't want to get pigeonholed into an answer. I am completely against biological males being able to compete as a transgender female against other females. I think that is completely unfair. Okay, from a sporting standpoint. Yeah, from a sporting standpoint, that is completely and 100% unfair. The question you raise, I can't say that I've given that a lot of thought because my world kind of centers around sports and competition and things like that. But I would say, from a safety standpoint, the best answer I could probably give you on those things is, if with the bathroom issues, if there are bathroom policies in place, I hope that institutions, schools, libraries, public places, whatever, have safe facilities to where there could still be privacy. To me, privacy is the biggest concern. When you go to a restroom, it's about privacy. I know that that may kind of be a roundabout sort of way to answer the question, but to me, as long as the individual can have private, now if you're forced into like large scale showers or situation like that, then no, absolutely no. I wouldn't want to see anything like that. But does that answer the question?
Yes, that's good.
Very good. All right, thanks. Appreciate it. And again, I am completely against biological males competing against females in sports. That is completely unfair. From a biology standpoint. 946-04. Okay, that's an interesting. Hey, that's good. Anybody else got anything, you know, outside the box? I'll answer outside of like politics or religion. I'll answer anything today. 946-0435. If you want to give me a buzz. And again, I got a note here. So congratulations to the 10-year-old team from Hollidaysburg. They won the Mid-Atlantic Championship today. They will compete tomorrow for the East Coast Championship. And then I'm told that's it. There won't be like a World Series. I guess there is not a 10-year-old World Series, but the Hollidaysburg team, I think they're 22-1 or something like that. 22-2. I mean, their team over there has been tremendous. So they won the Mid-Atlantic Championship, and then they will compete for the East Coast Championship tomorrow. I know some of those kids on that team, so that is absolutely awesome for them. All right, 946-0435. If you're joining us late, this is kind of an Ask Me Anything day. It can be sports. It can be anything else non-sports related. But if you got a question, I will take whatever you got. No politics, no religion. Nobody's asking me about movies or TV shows, that easy stuff. That's easy stuff. I'll get into any of that stuff. I got a caller coming in here. I'll take a second before it comes through. And again, reminder, I will not be here next week because I'll be on vacation. We're going camping. We got Jerry. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, you know, those salaries for sportscasters are ridiculous.
Yes.
You know, just ridiculous.
I think Tom Brady's going to make $25 million a year as a broadcaster.
I thought it was like 31 million.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, it's somewhere around 30, yeah.
It's almost as much as you make. You know, it's hard to imagine, isn't it, making that kind of money. I just can't imagine it.
I can. I can imagine it. I've imagined it thousands of times what I could do with the money, but no, I'll never live that unless we win the lot. Hey, do you guys out there, Jerry, do you envision what you would do if you won the lottery?
Not really. I mean, I don't play the lottery, you know, so I don't stand a chance of winning.
I think my wife is nuts and I mean completely bonkers. My wife would rather win like $3 million in the lottery than $300 million in the lottery. She thinks it would create way too many problems. I'm not saying that she's wrong about that, but I'm like, man, if we're going to win one, let's have it be the big one.
Yeah, if I won that kind of money, and if I had any money left after I got out of debt, I would give get all my kids out of debt, all my grandkids out of debt. Hey, you know, I found it interesting. You know, you're talking about the trans and sports and stuff, the fake men and fake weather. You don't see it the other way around. The fake, you do see the fake.
Yeah, we're not going to see women competing against men. That's not going to happen.
I found it really amazing and all kind of irritating. You know, I like to listen to what the Pardon the Interruption and Around the Horn. They never covered that story.
The boxer.
Yeah, the boxers. Isn't that amazing?
That is surprising. I'm really stunned by that. Now, you know what? She is a female, and she is going for gold. And maybe we were a little hard on that situation last week, but at the same time, if indeed she has biological advantages from some male aspects and XY chromosome and testosterone, that's what we test athletes for. I don't know if people realize that, especially tennis players. You're testing these people to see if they have given themselves chemical advantages in their body. And so while I know a lot of the rest of the world has backed off the boxer, if she has chemical advantages in her body, then I got a problem with that.
Well, she doesn't have any, her inside, she doesn't have, you know, female body parts. I mean, she just doesn't, or he doesn't. See, you caught me doing it. But the question I had for you is, why do you think that so many big-time sports guys on ESPN and stuff, why do they worry about being politically correct, and why are so many sportscasters liberal?
Because you can get canceled very, very easily. Hey, look, this is a great topic. I'm talking to, I don't know, 1,000 people, a couple thousand people hopefully are listening right now. I have a very small, you know, little tight show here. And if I spew a crazy opinion, it can get lost in the ether and never heard again. You see what I'm saying? If
right.
you spew a crazy opinion on a national show, you can be done immediately and never recover. Remember Tom Brenneman, the baseball announcer? He was caught with a hot mic talking disparaging comments, and he's basically been blackballed by a lot of the industry. So if you're now, there are a couple of exceptions. Stephen A. Smith is probably too big to fail. Pat McAfee seems to be too big to fail. Pat McAfee has weighed in on some things and really gotten himself in hot water over the last 6 months, but he makes like $30 million a year. And so I think some of it just depends on, one, how much money you make. If you make a lot of money, you're a little more untouchable than the peons who, if you say something on a national stage and people start, there's a backlash, you're going to get fired and your career is probably over.
Yeah, I'm not talking about slurs. I mean, I understand that. But
even taking a real strong stance, I will take a very strong stance, a hugely strong stance against transgender athletes with males right. competing. I will take a gigantic strong stance on that. But if you do that on a national stage and now you have millions of people writing in complaining about you, the network has to determine if you've gone too far.
Well, that's the thing, Corey. Normally, when you take those kind of stances, it's not millions of people.
That's true. It might be some thousands of people, but networks may not even want to deal with that.
Yeah.
If you're a lower level personality, if you're a high level like Stephen A. or Pat McAfee, they can say whatever they want. If you're a lower level talking head on national, you know, Colin Coward can probably say pretty much whatever he wants. But the answer. The liberal thing, okay, I'm going to give you the best answer I can. This is not a political answer, but this is probably the best answer I can give you based on my experience as a media member for 30 years. As a media member, we are taught to pretty much question everything, to always be asking questions, challenging what you're told. So if you're told something at a city council meeting or a school board meeting or by a coach or a player or James Franklin, you can go one of two ways. You can just believe what they say, and they want you to, and a lot of the general public just believes what they're told. When you're in the media, you're taught to question basically everything. So my theory on why are most media people liberal, it probably stems from that cynicism, questioning things, not truly believing what you're told. Do I believe what James Franklin tells me? Absolutely, 1,000,000,000,000,000,000% no. And so, therefore, when you have that kind of mindset in your job, first of all, you're not going to be in that job unless that's kind of your mindset as a human being. Does any of that make sense, Jerry?
Yeah, kind of. I it doesn't answer completely.
I mean, look, you can't answer. Nobody can answer all of it. But I would generally say this. Oh my God, you wrangled me. I would generally say Democrats will question more things than Republicans. Can I say that without people losing their frigging minds or whatever? Liberal people generally will question more things as opposed to conservative people who kind of just take things as they are or the status quo. And so if anybody wants to go berserk on me over that, I'm just kind of stating a general thesis for maybe why there's liberal people in the media.
Well, it does seem like, you know, liberal people have a tendency to be a lot less flexible.
And here's the thing, though. But to be honest with you, I'm going to close the show on that. I'm going to close it. I hate the word liberal. I hate the word conservative. I hate left. I hate right. I read something yesterday. Can we not be human beings? Can we not? Do I have to have a freaking label? I'm a registered Democrat. I am not liberal. I agree with Republicans on a whole bunch of stuff. I agree with Democrats on a whole bunch of stuff. I'm literally right down the middle. I'm as centrist as it gets, but people are going to label you left or right, liberal or conservative. What? Can we not be humans and just try to do what's right?
That'd be nice.
All right. That's going to have to do. I got a couple more people calling in. We'll see if we have any time after
Life's
the break.
Great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
At Shoe Fly, they think on their feet so you can walk in comfort and style. When you step into Shoe Fly, you'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable staff who will assist you in finding the perfect shoe for any occasion. Shoe Fly believes that every foot problem has a fitting solution, and they will work with you to make sure you don't have to sacrifice style for comfort. For more information or to schedule a professional fitting with one of Shoe Fly's fit specialists, visit their website, shoeflystores.com. Your feet will thank you.
Remember when you used to cruise the boulevard back in the day? Maybe you stopped at JMP Automart to check out their inventory. Well, you know you still can. JMP Automart is still rocking Central PA with the best deals. Check them out online at jmpautomart.com, where you can apply for financing and see their inventory of over 200 units. Or cruise in like you used to 1906 Pleasant Valley Boulevard and see them in person. Got a trade? JMP will give you $1,000 push, pull, or tow. Apply for financing online. JMP Automart, in business for 64 years, so they must be doing something right. Right?
Whether it's popcorn for a movie or chips for a family picnic, great times and great snacks go hand in hand. Davison Snacks Outlet is your go-to place for snacks. Whether you want crispy, savory, or sweet, everything from small bags to bulk packages and gift baskets too. Davison Snacks has Martin's Chips and Snacks, jerky from Bronco Billy's and Brugaroo, All-Star Cotton Candy, Little Debbie Snack Cakes, Boyer Candy, Dots Pretzels, Wise Snacks, and more. Life is better with snacks from Davison Snacks Outlet, 16843 Dunnings Highway, Duncansville.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the three-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with 2 branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
All right, I can take one more call here. Clarkster's on the line, but I can't get to you today, buddy. I apologize. We got a bunch of good questions on the Ask Corey Anything. Robin Bedford, you get the last question. What you got, man?
I'm going to give the Steelers a little bit of credit. What do you think of them seeing the writing on the wall and getting rid of Juju Smith-Schuster? He got cut today. We're barely into camp, and he's on a team that has no meat on the bone, and he can't make the Patriots roster. They had to have seen something that they got rid of him at the right time. What do you think of that?
I got to think that the Steelers might look at him to some degree, because the Steelers are in big, big trouble. I think the Steelers are in big, big trouble at wide receiver, and if he sucks badly enough that he would get cut by the Patriots already, that doesn't bode well for him. But at the same time, man, what kind of options do the Steelers have? If they get Ayuk, that's great. But if they don't, where are they at?
That's true, but they're bringing in a guy that made a complete fool of himself with the whole TikTok thing, and that he ended up getting de-cleated, and it didn't go well for him.
And Mike Tomlin has allowed goofballs to be in his locker room forever.
He's made a career out of it.
Yeah. All right, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Hey, folks, I am not here next week going camping. Enjoy listening to the guest host. We'll talk to you later.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC Roaring Spring, Altoona. Hank is WKMC.